In this week's Legal Issues in the News, Verity Winship from the University of Illinois College of Law gives her thoughts on the settlement with Stephen Salida and the University of Illinois.
In November 2015, the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign announced that it had settled its litigation with Stephen Salida. The story is more complicated and much more contentious, but basically Salida sued the university and its board of trustees. He claimed that the university fired him before he even started, based on the content of a series of tweets. He sued for breach of contract and violation of the First Amendment. The university will reportedly pay Salida $600,000 and another $275,000 for his attorney's fees. In turn, Salida agreed to drop the lawsuits and, roughly speaking, agreed that he would never, ever try to be employed by the university again. One question raised in blogs and news media is what to make of this settlement. Did one side win? And what next? Whatever you think about the underlying controversy and the values at stake, understanding the legal aspects of settlement can help you draw your own conclusions about the takeaway. First, a few disclaimers. In a post-settlement article in The Nation, Salida linked the meaning of the word settlement to Israeli settlers and to American Indian studies and ultimately to genocide. The meaning of settlement I'm talking about here is much more limited. What does it mean legally to settle a lawsuit? The other disclaimer is simply that I know what you know, or could find out, about the terms of the settlement. In other words, the comments here are just based on public information like press releases and court documents. I was not involved in the case and have no inside information. So what does it mean to settle a lawsuit? First, a settlement is a contract. Two parties have negotiated the terms. They are trading something. Often the defendant will pay money, and in exchange, the plaintiff will agree to drop the lawsuit. Second, the terms of a settlement are often secret. In fact, many settlements require that the parties keep the terms confidential. Third, the party sued often does not admit that it did anything wrong. In fact, the settlement agreement will specifically say that there is no admission of liability. The university news release indicated that the settlement with Salida was an example of this. Quote, the proposed agreement stipulates that it does not constitute an admission of wrongdoing by the university, unquote. Fourth, litigation is expensive. The university reportedly spent $1.3 million in legal fees for Salida-related issues. Why does this matter to settlement? Well, think about how parties calculate settlement amounts. They think about the odds of winning or losing if the case ever went to trial, the amount that could be won or lost, but they also think about the costs of litigating. The cost can be in the form of money, including legal fees, but it can also be the costs of being stuck in litigation, the costs, in other words, of being unsettled. Salida's attorneys declared that, quote, the size of this settlement is an implicit admission of the strength of Professor Salida's constitutional and contractual claims, unquote. Confidentiality plus no admission of liability means that both sides can say they won or would have won. In other words, a legal settlement of litigation, with its underlying calculation of the costs and probabilities of different outcomes, cannot, by itself, tell the whole tale. This is Verity Winship.
Legal Issues in the News can be found on will.illinois.edu and be heard every Monday morning at WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9. And don't forget to subscribe to the Legal Issues in the News podcast to get them delivered right to your smart device.